Back to Neil Mitchell on 3SH in a moment, but for now we've got Glenn Wilcox from Balranald Shire Council on the line. Good morning, Glenn. A lot going on in the Shire this week.
Morning, Tom. Yeah, it's another beautiful day in Balranald Shire, mate. And yeah, we just want to give our community and your listeners an update. This week, the administrator, Mike Polreevy, and myself, we visited the beautiful village of Kylight and had a discussion with our locals out there. They're going to develop a master plan to develop the village even further and to help support the people in this listening area, because we get lots of visitors go there in holiday period. So they're looking to progress that with council, both here and Murray Valley Council.
We're speaking with Glenn Wilcox from Balranald Shire Council. And Glenn, what else is happening in the Shire?
Lots of things are happening across the Shire. There's roadworks down in the Kylight area, but we've also got roadworks out into our western area. We've been having significant local meetings with our community representatives across the Shire and committees to start to look at developing other outcomes. We'll generate improvements, such as in the village of Euston and in Balranald Village, but also in the areas of tourism, economic development and beautification. So Balranald Shire is pretty busy at this time, Tom.
And Glenn, Balranald Shire Council continues to urge people to get tested if they have symptoms, yes?
Yeah, look, again, I'd like to finish this with reminding people that we've still got COVID around and we'd still like people to go and get vaccinated against that. And our numbers across Balranald Shire are improving greatly. I think we're getting close to the 60% double vaccination at the moment. So if our community could help lift those numbers, again, we can all get out and travel a little bit more, and maybe both the Swan Hill community and our listening communities can start to travel back into Balranald Shire.
I made a similar point last week, Glenn, but it is such a relief to have people able to travel back either side of the river to go to Balranald Shire.
Oh, look, we're very happy we're in the travel bubble at the moment, Tom, because quite simply, all our communities rely on our people moving back and forth, both for economic and social reasons, but again, to lift the total ban so that we can crisscross over the river. That would be the ultimate aim. So we do seek the community support in that vaccination program. And again, if you're not feeling well, go and get tested.
That is Glenn Wilcox from Balranald Shire Council. And now back to Neil Mitchell on 3SH.